1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And I'm going to ask you a question here, and then I'll, you know, you can answer it any way you want. But I wonder what this show would sound like. Those of you familiar with the Phil Hendry Show, what do you think the show would sound like if there wasn't an FCC to answer to, if we were completely uncensored, if we were completely unedited, if all of the guests that we've had on down through the years could say exactly what was on their minds? If Harvey Weinman, if Margaret Gray, if all of those characters could say what was exactly on their minds, what would this show sound like, especially covering something like the Rose Parade? Well, on January 1st, 2001, Phil Hendry Show presents a live, uncensored, and unedited webcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade, complete with all of our favorite guests. This is also a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear me without limits. You can't hear this on the radio. You won't be able to see it on TV. Listen via the internet for only $4.95. Hear this historic presentation live and uncensored for only $4.95. Because this is the first time that we have ever done a paper listen. Anybody, anywhere. Naturally, the Phil Hendry Show brings it to you. Go to philhendryshow.com for details. That's philhendryshow.com for more details. Well, you guys probably heard the news. If you didn't hear the news, I'll give it to you right now. Forget about the Supreme Court ruling as to whether or not Gush, there's a good name for an ex-president. I just stumbled into that. Gush. Not Gore, not Bush. President Gush. Whether or not Bush or Gore will be president, you know what? We're going to find out sooner or later, and we'll talk about that today. However, something else happened over the last 24 or 48 hours. A guy by the name of Alex Rodriguez stepped into sports history, and he didn't have to play an inning of baseball. Rodriguez and the Texas Rangers, which is a baseball team, they play in the American League, they reached a preliminary agreement today on a $252 million 10-year contract. Now think about that, $252 million, 10 years. Associated Press and ESPN.com reports this. It's the richest deal in the history of sports. They also have some other deals up on some of the various sites. The second richest deal in sports, as it stands right now, is a six-year, $126 million deal that was signed by Kevin Garnett of the Minnesota Timberwolves of the National Basketball Association. 6 years, 126, about $20 million a year? Not quite, but close to $20 million a year. Well, at a 10-year, $252 million deal, that's $25 million a year, and that is that's a lot of bread, and it has a lot of people in the world of sports talking. We wanted to talk to somebody who is an up-and-comer in sports, maybe a younger athlete, somebody who is playing college baseball, and might have a comment on this and how this is going to affect their career. Dave Oliva is with us, and he's talking to us from Junipero Serra JC, that is in Tujunga, Sunland. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing real good, thank you.
David, do you play baseball up there for the JC, for the junior college?
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, Junipero Serra Junior College is one of the few JCs left in California. Most of the other JCs are now community college or are called city college. So we're the only, like, I think we're like one of only three junior colleges left in California.
And you play for the team?
Yes, sir. I play for the Padres.
Okay, the Padres is the name of the baseball team there at Junipero Serra?
Yes, sir.
All right, you saw the deal today between Alex Rodriguez and the Texas Rangers. What'd you think?
Well,
and by the way, what are you a sophomore there?
Yes, sir. I'm in my second year.
And you're going to go on to 4 year?
Yes, sir. I hope that I will be considered in the baseball draft coming up this year.
You want to be considered in baseball's draft?
Yes, sir.
So you want to become a professional?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. Tell me, Dave, about this deal and how you view this as an athlete and how you think other athletes view it.
Well, I mean, I think these people that are complaining about a man earning that kind of money, they're just jealous, you know. I think it's great, you know. I think that Alex Arod, you know, he got $25 million a year, I think is what you said.
Well, it's a 10-year deal. It's $252 million, yeah.
Yeah, man, I think that's fantastic because this is America, okay? And you got to get it while you can, okay? And, you know, I mean, that is so sweet, you know, that is sweet, you know, that he was able to nail it down, you know, because I think that's the dream of every young man who grows up in the United States, is to be able to make that kind of money. And it's sweet, sweet for him, and I hope someday it can be equally sweet for me. You know,
all right, now what about as a fan? I'm going to talk to you now. You're a prospective major league player, Dave, right? Okay?
I'm sorry?
I mean, what I'm saying is someday you want to play major league ball, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to talk to you now as a fan. I say to you, $252 million, 10 years, that's going to mean higher ticket prices for me. What do you say to that? As an athlete, as the guy on the field, what do you say to me, the fan?
Well, I mean, I think the time has come for the truth to come out, you know, to call a spade a spade. I mean, I think the problem is this deal was signed by a Latino and not by, you know, Randy Johnson or, like, White Man McGuire.
What do you mean by White Man McGuire? You're saying, in other words, a Latino player?
Yes, sir. I believe because a Latino, you know.
People are complaining about this deal because a Latino player signed it.
Well, I think so, because, like, if White Boy McGuire.
Okay, let's call him Mark, okay?
I'm sorry?
Let's call him not White Boy McGuire. Let's call him Mark, all right?
Okay, I mean, but if Mark McGuire or, like, Randy Johnson or, you know, John Olerud or somebody like that, nobody would be batting an eyelash. But because it's signed by a Latino now, they're all upset, you know? I think at this time, I feel I need to say that for the racism that A-Rod has suffered, he should be paid, like, I would say, like, $10 million more on the deal than he's getting right now for the racism that he has suffered.
You think Alex Rodriguez has suffered racism?
Yes, sir, I do.
How do you know that? This guy's a Latin. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know where he's from. I don't know if he's American. I don't know if he is from Central America or from the, you know, where a lot of ball players hail from the Caribbean. So I don't know what the man has suffered myself. How do you know he suffered racism?
Well, look at it, man. I mean, he's a Latino player, okay? He goes up to he's a great hitter, okay? And he gets, like, brushed back. I know at least two times last year he got chin music, okay? He got brushed back by some heaters, man. Somebody brushed him back, you know?
And they brushed back a lot of ball players. Has that got to do with his race?
I think in this case it does, yeah. Because he's getting $252 million over 10 years. I think there's a lot of racism.
All right, so you're saying that he needs $10 million more on this deal for racism?
Yes, sir. That's called compensatory damages to ease the pain and the suffering. Okay? In the legal business, that's called compensatory damages. You can look it up. Okay?
All right, but you're a JC player. You say a junior college baseball player. And you play for your team, okay? And you're a, what are you?
I also play shortstop.
You play shortstop. Do you honestly think you're ever going to see money like this?
Well, I tell you, I do hit leadoff. I hit from the left side. I throw right. I also play shortstop. I ain't got no weak sauce on, man. I ain't got no weak sauce on. You know, I could go to first base, okay? They got a lot of guys playing shortstop that should be playing second base, okay? Because they got a weak-ass arm, okay? But that's why my coach at Unipro Serra, Coach Dugan, he says, Oliver, you got the juice, man. You got the juice, you know?
But do you really think you're going to see $252 million?
Well, I think Alex Rod, you know, he has opened it up for guys like me. And anybody that says he don't deserve the money is, like, you know, not aware of, the economics, okay?
All right, we're talking to Dave Oliva. Dave, thank you. You're being very forthcoming. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dave is a baseball player at Junipero Serra JC in Tujunga, Sunland. And he's talking to us about the deal, the $252 million deal signed by Alex Rodriguez. You just heard him say that Mr. Rodriguez not only deserves this because he's a great player, but because of the racism that he has suffered, he deserves $10 million more. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. One more question for you. I asked you, Dave, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I asked you what you would say to a fan who said, you know, this is going to cause me to pay more ticket prices, or more in ticket prices.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now what do you say to that fan who still says to you, you're ruining the game with a price tag like this? You're ruining the game with a contract like this?
Well, Mr. Henry, I expect the fan to understand. I expect the fan to step up to the plate and support baseball, okay? I got to tell you something. I'm so tired of hearing fans complaining and saying, hey, peanuts, man, they're going to cost me 25 cents more for a bag of peanuts. Hey, big deal, man. Grow up. Shut up, man. Shut up about peanuts cost you 25 cents more. What about me? I want to play baseball. And the baseball that I want to play, first of all, I would like to buy a home for my mother. She supported me, and she never got nothing. Second of all, I would like to help my family. What about me? What about me? Okay, that's what I'm saying to you. What about me? So I expect the fan...
You think the fan complains too much?
I expect the fan to shut up, you know, and just shut up and watch the baseball game and look at... When I get up there, man, when I get up to the show, man, where you see my moves, man, where you see I like, you know, I lay it down, man, watch me stab and grab shortstop, man, I plug the hole, you know, I'm all that, you know.
Well, you're a very confident young man, Dave, and I appreciate that.
No, but I'm just saying a lot of these fans, shut up.
And okay, you're a very confident young man, and I appreciate that, but there is a reality bigger than just your mother needing a house or the fact that you have suffered.
But I have suffered from racism, man.
I know, but there's a bigger reality, and that reality is the fan and whether or not he is going to continue to want to pay for this. So you just heard the comments there. Dave is a baseball... Now, again, he's not a major league player, but he's a guy that... Where'd you find this guy, Mike? Is this the kid who also wants to be a cop? Because here's the thing. He's a guy that in a couple, 3 years, if he's lucky... is going to be playing professional baseball. And if he's really lucky, if he hit the lottery, he'll be in Major League Baseball. What does he think about these big deals having this effect on fans? $252 million over 10 years. The average guy out there in the street today, I don't care who you want to talk about, is saying, dude, if this affects the ticket prices again, I just don't know how much more of this stuff I can take. I don't know. I do know one thing about fans. Fans can take a lot. I mean, the old-timers, they don't like the high prices, and they don't like the big salaries, but everybody goes back to the ballgame sooner or later, you know? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, I saw, I don't know where it was, Mike, but they had the top 10, I guess it was in the LA Times sports section, they had the top 10 sports deals in professional sports today. In other words, who are the players with the best deals? I saw Alex Rodriguez's deal, obviously, now leads the list. Kevin Garnett is second. And then it drops off pretty significantly. I mean, there's nobody getting this kind of change. Oh, this guy's pulling, and when I say this kind of change, I mean this guy's pulling $10 million a year. And then the other thing is this, why are we talking about this, and we don't ever seem to get around to talking about Brad Pitt getting $25 million a picture? Why do we never sort of get around to that one? It must be that people are just much more passionate about sports. Dave is a junior college baseball player. You're looking at this, Dave, and I'm asking you to look at this from the perspective of a guy who's going to be playing Major League Baseball, hopefully very soon. And you think that this is a good deal?
Yes, sir.
It's a good deal for A-Rod. Is it a good deal for baseball?
Yes, sir. I do think it's a good deal for baseball because, like, you know, sooner or later, someday, like, I'll be coming up, man. I'll be coming up, okay? And when you look at my stuff, like, I'm good, okay?
And okay, we'll have the benefit of seeing you play.
Yes, sir, and I would like to...
Do you even know what it is you want to make?
I believe that, like, my first year, I will not sign for less than $50 million. But by the same token, I want to have, like, 3-4 years deal, so... I mean, I don't know if I can get that, but I'm going to hope for it.
All right, let's go to a phone call here. Tony, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Tony, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Good. You know, I can't disagree with this gentleman more. I think it's got absolutely nothing to do with race. I think it's good for A-Rod. I think he deserves the contract. but I think it's got absolutely nothing to do with race. I couldn't disagree with him more.
Well, how come he got brushed back so much?
He doesn't get brushed back any more than anybody else does. He's a good hitter.
Those pitchers
are part of the plate.
I think a lot of pitchers aim at him because he's Latino, okay?
But he's not the only Latino in the league.
Well, how come they're throwing at him? How come they're
He's a leadoff hitter. He's a dangerous hitter. And in certain situations, some pitchers are going to throw.
Look, Mr. Andy, you don't have to explain baseball to me. I understand baseball, okay?
Yeah, but you don't think Jeter gets thrown at?
You must not have been watching the same games I am. That guy takes more heat in the chin than a lot of guys.
I think it's a pitcher trying to be aggressive with an excellent hitter.
A very good hitter who is a threat to get on base. And
well, are either one of you gentlemen Latino?
Negative.
Okay, then I don't know how you can say it.
All right, sir, 1-800-449. Let me just say something here, okay? You want to bring race into this?
It's not even about how many, pitches he's going to be getting. It's about whether anybody's going to try to hit him. It's about the fact that he has suffered racism because he's Latino. He should get $252 million so he doesn't hurt so much about having racists calling him a spick and stuff, okay?
And $252 million so it doesn't hurt as much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here is Bob. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes.
Yeah, I just called in. I listened to this Dave talking about $252 million and that this individual deserves it. I believe that the figures are just getting way out of hand. I mean,
have you seen this guy's stuff, man? He's good.
Well, I don't care how good you are. Surgeons are good, and they don't make anywhere near that money, and they save lives.
Well, how
this
much
guy's
would you
playing
pay for
a game?
How much would you pay for a brain operation?
How much would I pay for a brain operation?
Yes, sir.
Well, I surely wouldn't pay $25 million a year. Number one, I can't afford it. I'm out here working for a living, and here in Cincinnati, we just spent almost $500 million to build a new football stadium.
There you go.
And that football stadium is for a team that isn't doing any good that, the taxpayers are paying for.
The Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals?
Yes, that's correct.
They're pretty bad.
Wait a second. You just said, man, that you wouldn't pay no $25 million for a brain operation.
I couldn't afford it, Dave.
That proves that A-Rod, what's the difference, man? It proves that A-Rod's, he's worth more than a brain operation, man.
Well, you said for the brain surgeon fan to take and shut up and just, pay the price. Well, the thing is, Dave, if people keep on taking your attitude, they're going to quit going to the game, and then they're going to quit watching TV.
Pretty soon, you're not going to have
that kind of money.
Man, they always say they're going to quit going to the game. You know you won't quit going to no games.
Why?
Because you want to go see A-Rod do his thing, man. He's got the moves,
I quit going to the games back when they went on strike.
Even after the strike, nobody stopped going to no games.
I did, and a lot of other people did, okay?
Well, man,
I think you have to go back. I'd rather go watch a high school game or a college game than to watch the professionals.
See, the problem
I understand that they need to make a living, but it's getting ridiculous.
Mr. Henry, I have to say something here. I hope you're not offended.
What?
Not this guy, okay? I'm not talking about you, Bob, okay? But most fans are baseball's bitch, okay? They'll just,
That's pretty strong language, okay?
But they are, man. They'll take it. They'll do what baseball wants them to do. Because they're baseball's bitch, man. Like, hey, bitch, go in the kitchen, get me a cup of coffee. Hey, bitch, go, iron my shirt or something like that, man. That's what fans are to baseball. Hey, bitch, bend over the coffee.
I got it already, okay? I don't need to have it spelled out. God, I mean...
Bob, you're taking an attitude
that is really...
fans will always grab that.
It's tragic that you take that attitude.
I'm not saying about you, though, because I know you quit going to the games.
Let me tell you, I quit going to the games because...
Right, because you're not...
They're not playing for the sport
you're
anymore.
You're not anybody's bitch,
They're not
man.
Playing for the sport.
But fans will always grab their ankles for baseball, man. It's true. It's true.
Hold the line here. Thank you, Bob. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you'd like a copy of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, call 877-616-7445. And it's $20, $350 for shipping and handling. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And we've made $57,421 to date. We're pushing the $60,000 mark, and we appreciate that. Dave Oliva is a junior college baseball player. He's on our newsmaker line. We're talking to him about Alex Rodriguez of the Texas Rangers getting a $252 million 10-year deal. Now, $252 million is worth more. That's a bigger contract, and that dollar amount is more than what was paid or what would be paid for something like 10 or 12 major league franchises. You understand what I'm saying, Dave?
Yes, sir, I understand that, but let me ask you a question, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie, I Think My Name Is Steven?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you know in that movie that little boy was kidnapped, and he was like, and I don't mean to be, you know, I don't want to talk bad or nothing, but he was like anally raped and everything by that guy for like 7 years.
Yes, sir. What has that got to do with what we're talking about?
Okay, that kid in that movie is like the baseball fan. And baseball is the dude that abducted that kid. And like for, how long has there...
You're using a very extreme example. I don't know that...
No, seriously, how long has baseball been around? How long since the World Series?
I don't know, about 100 years.
So baseball fans for 100 years have been taking like an aluminum bat right up the butt. And I...
Okay, man, I'm really offended by your metaphor, okay?
Well, but I mean that...
You keep referring to baseball fans as being people who are... And don't bring up that little boy in that movie. That's horrible.
I'm sorry you don't understand the language of the street, because I'm just speaking the language of the street, you know? Man, God, forget it.
All right. How do I pronounce this gentleman's name? Henrik?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
I think that's a ridiculous amount of money they're paying that guy. No matter how good he is, he's not worth...
What are you talking about,
bro? You're saying it's all about racism. There's no race. It's already over. Get over with it. You know what I mean?
Dude, if you talk to some of the old Latin ball players, man, if you talk to, like, the old-timers, man, they had to put up with all kinds of crap, man, when they come up from like, a Dominican Republic or whatever, you know?
Bro, we're now back in the 1960s. It's the 2000s.
How come they
get over it? All that racism or whatever, it's already long gone.
Hey, dude, how come they always brush back A-Rod, man? He gets up to the plate and they throw the baseball at him.
They're pitching aggressive to the guy. The guy's a good hitter. It's not how many people get hit.
Hey, man, are you going to
go? Look at Barry Bonds.
What?
Look at Barry Bonds. He gets it all the time.
Yeah, and he's black, man. See? How do you like me now, man? He's black, see? How many white guys do they?
Well, I bet you McGuire gets a couple thrown at him.
Every good player does.
Hey, man, are you going to go see A-Rod play ball, man?
What was that?
Are you going to go see A-Rod play ball?
All I'm saying is it's a ridiculous amount of money. Nobody's worth that much. If he was a team player,
okay,
he would take less money.
Let me ask you the same question. How much would you pay for a brain operation on your brain?
That's somebody who's going to save your life. A-Rod's not going to save your life. If I had the money, I would pay $100 million for a brain surgeon. A-Rod is a baseball player. He's not a freaking surgeon.
Okay, dude.
You know what I mean?
So you just said you'd pay $100 million for a brain operator.
To save my life.
That's not as much as $252 million for a bad, bad
a
man.
A baseball player
man.
Is not going to...
What do you mean, how much would you pay for a brain operation? I mean, I'd pay all the money that I had to save my life, okay? And I'm sure this gentleman would, too. We ain't got $100 million or $250 million.
See? So you guys can't pay a brain operation man. And
it's called a brain surgeon. Not a brain operation man. Not a brain operator. A brain surgeon.
Well, whatever, man. Look, see how the white man likes to yell at a Latino. Man, that's bad.
Well, I'm a minority myself. It's not, like I said, I've gotten over that old racism, whole minority discrimination thing. That thing is long gone. It's professional sport 2000 already. Come on,
hey, bro,
now, but get over that racism, how much he deserves. He
hey,
doesn't
check
deserve.
It out, man. Hey, bro, check it out, man. When I come up to the big leagues, I'm going to go for like $50 million my first 5-6 years in the big leagues.
More power to you.
What
I don't think you're going to get
man?
It.
I'm going to get a house for my mama, and I'm going to do all kinds of stuff for my peeps back where
you know
I come from. What?
More power to you.
Right
but
on, man.
$2 million will do that. Instead of $25 million a year,
only
$2 million will do that. If he was a true team player, he would spread that money out throughout the whole team, get a good ball club going, and win championships.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for your call. Let's move to Kalen. Kalen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Okay. I'm trying to understand the comparison here. This guy is comparing brain surgery to a game, and the figures you're asking for, and you're not even a major league player. What's going on, man? I mean,
what's your question, man?
I mean, what's going on? I mean, why are you doing this for, man? You're talking about white boy McGuire and all this racist stuff. It's just a bunch of crap, man.
That's right. He is, man. See, a white boy McGuire is a racist. Because everybody is pitching at this guy, man, but nobody is, like, you know, throwing at his head is all I'm saying.
All right, here is Gil. Gil, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, first of all, this guy's in La La Land. He'll never see $50 million.
You don't even know what kind of a ball player I am.
It don't matter. You know, guys like you.
Let me jump in and ask a question. People said they wouldn't go back to baseball after the strike, and they did. People said when Andy Messersmith got free agency back in the early 70s, it would ruin baseball. It obviously hasn't. People said that, you know, when Curt Flood sued to get rid of the reserve clause, that it would destroy franchises. It didn't. So what are we talking about here?
That's exactly right, Mr. Hendry.
I'm not taking your side necessarily, but I'm saying, what are we talking about? Are we just getting upset because a guy's making a lot of money?
That's why everybody's getting upset because A-Rod's, he scored, man. He scored. He's making himself some dough, okay? There ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
All right, here is Jeff on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a few things to say to Dave. First of all, he repeated about six times, what about me, what about me, what about me?
What about me?
What
do I get?
Yeah, what do you get?
Yeah, what I'm going to be playing baseball.
Let me tell you something,
I want my
Dave.
Mama to have a brand new house, man.
Dave, let me tell you something. Unless you're on the level of A-Rod, you're not going to get squat because your teammates aren't going to be behind you with that attitude.
But the fans will pay it, man, because just like that kid in that movie, My Name is Steven.
Stop bringing up that movie.
That is really a horrible thing.
Stop bringing up that movie.
Well, tell me that the fans aren't like...
Don't give me that about the fans.
Oh,
I'm a fan,
man.
And I'd rather go to a minor league game at this point
if you're
than to a major league game, okay?
You know that you would like it. You would like to take it with a
so
Louisville
what
slogan.
What is your problem?
I don't have no problem, man.
Have a problem.
What's
a serious problem.
I don't know what
you're doing in the locker room, but you've got a serious problem there, guys.
Why do I got a problem, man? I'm just saying that fans...
insulting people, and you're using
you're
a metaphor, okay?
If I'm out of line, look at how the fans keep going.
Let me ask you, are you as good as A-Rod?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm
sweet. You're pretty good. There's a lot of guys out there.
I got a move
good,
to my left.
Tell you that.
I got a sweet move to my left.
I don't care what moves you got.
Okay.
You gotta be the best to make it to the major league.
Hey, man, I bat
and
left.
With your
I
attitude,
throw right. I bat left. I throw right.
Yeah. What happens if you get injured in the next 2 weeks?
What
happens to your career then? Think about it.
Energizer Bunny, man. I keep on going. I keep on swinging. But like baseball fans, man, I can make a living in baseball because all them fans are out there.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Taking a corn cob up their
bottom
area.
The baseball fans are not that stupid, okay?
I think
A-Rod deserves it, by the way, okay? He's a great ball player.
Okay.
I think you're insulting him
by saying
that he's taking it on the chin because he's Latino. He's a great ball player.
Okay,
okay? That's the only reason.
Okay, I'm
he
not
grew
talking
up in Miami.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
He's Latino, but he's not from out of the country.
But people throw at him because they go, look, here comes
people
that stick.
Hey, listen, the best pitchers threw at the best.
The best hitters, okay?
Because they kept their strike zone.
Look, I'm not saying this is you, okay? Because you sound like you're okay, but you know that most people are baseball's bitch. Okay, if they didn't go to the games anymore...
Yeah, stop that already, okay? If you think that's true, okay, and you think you're going to get,
man.
What you say, $50 million your first year,
whatever they charge.
You're living in some kind of fantasy world, guys.
All right, thank you for your call, sir. Dave, good luck, but if you have that attitude, are you going to be signing autographs?
For the bitches to come up and...
Not just, are you going to sign autographs?
Yeah, I'll probably go to one of them autograph shows, like charge... probably $50 for my autograph. You know.
Good luck, man. I hope you become the big star. I hope you don't become the big star. I hope your mama doesn't get her house.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Jeez. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Just want to make sure that I'm up to date on all of the information I wanted to give you guys. Oh, I also want to, of course, remind you of our appearance at GameWorks at the Block at Orange on Friday, December 22nd. It'll be our Christmas CD signing from 9 to 11, your chance to eat, drink, party, and play. And you can get a copy of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, signed by me. While you're waiting in line, GameWorks is offering a 3-hour game card, good for unlimited use, and it's only $20. $5 of your card purchase will also go to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids, and we benefit them with the sale of our CD. $57,421 we've made so far. And don't forget to visit our website, philhendryshow.com, for information on the groundbreaking trendsetting, because I'm sure someone else is going to do it after we do it. You watch. Groundbreaking and trendsetting webcast, which will be on January 1st, of the Rose Parade. This will be an uncensored and unedited broadcast of the Rose Parade, featuring some of the guests we have on our show, and featuring me without any limits. So join us for that on January the 1st. And as far as the Alex Rodriguez deal goes, well, I just disapprove. I couldn't care less. Good for you, kid. You know, everybody jumps on that there's too much money being made in baseball bandwagon. Because that's the thing to do. It's the frustration of the fan, why in my day we didn't have this kind of thing, etc., etc. In my day, you didn't see this kind of money. In my day, Babe Ruth made, well, tops $80,000. In my day, Ted Williams, he made tops, you know, whatever the hell he made, $120,000 a year. In my day. Nobody ever tells you this. Ted Williams and Babe Ruth would have gone over Niagara Falls in a freaking barrel. They would have married the owner's ugly daughter. Babe would have put away pound after pound, ton after ton of hot dogs. They would have done anything to make the money these cats are making now. And when I hear some of these old-timers that are still around complaining about the bread, you know, it's one thing to hear the fans complain about it. That's expected. It's also another thing to hear the owners complain about it. That's expected, although it is laughable, because those schmucks are the guys that are laying the money out there. Those guys, I guess they must really think we're stupid. When you hear owners, why, they shouldn't do that, I would never do that, you know, those guys, they jump in sooner or later, man. They jump into the water because they're all swimming in the same water. But what I can't take, what I really cannot abide, are the old-time ball players that are still around bellyaching about it. Why, I never made that kind of money. Why, these guys today, they're not worth it. Oh, bull crap. You guys would have got on your hands and knees. And I don't care if it's Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Satchel Paige, Mickey Mantle, they would have got on their hands and knees, man. They would have gotten down on their knees and prayed for that kind of money. Well, guess what? It wasn't around in those days. In those days, ball players were not treated the way they're treated today. Ball players were treated horribly. Horribly. The fans didn't care because the fans got to go out there and they got to bask in the pastoral feel of the good old ballpark. The smell of the popcorn, the crack of the bat, wearing your funny little hat and your knickers and going out there with Grandpa, and that was the national pastime, and that's a wonderful thing. I'm not belittling, I'm not attempting to belittle really that aspect of the game, but what was going on behind the scenes is never written about, is never talked about. It sure as hell ain't in Casey at the Bat. Jim Murray never wrote a column about it. God rest his soul, as wonderful a writer as Jim was, that's a guy that used to pine away for the good old days. But Jim would never have the conejos to really, is conejo the word I'm looking for? Conejo's a rabbit. Cojones. To write about the truth, which was the ballplayers were badly underpaid, badly treated. And thank God for the Black Sox in 1919. All those guys were trying to do is make themselves a couple extra dollars. Everybody else is getting fat off that game. The gamblers are getting fat off the game. The owners are getting fat off the game. Whoever had the concessions is getting fat off the game. The city's getting fat. The guy that runs the cable car and the streetcars going by the ballpark. And the ballplayers are sitting there going, where do we get our taste? So a few of the White Sox went out and they cut a deal with a gambler. Big deal. Good for them. And for their trouble, of course, they get thrown out of the game because you shouldn't compromise the integrity of the ball game. The integrity of the ball game back then meant this. Owner makes money, fan gets to slop mustard all over his face and go, say things like, say it ain't so, Joe, while standing on the courthouse steps, and the ball player bends over and takes a Louisville slugger, lubed liberally with French's mustard. That's the good old days of baseball. Today, ball players, like any other employee in any other business, go out and get what the market will bear. And these cats, now don't get me wrong, guys. Believe me, I know all about baseball players. I know all about athletes. I've been around professional athletes. I've worked in journalism. I've worked in sports journalism. I have been around major league franchises. I've hung around with these guys. They're a bunch of freaking morons, most of them. Some of them are pretty nice guys. Most of them you wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes with because they're stupid. They're not particularly intelligent guys. They're not particularly witty individuals. They're not particularly interesting people. They can swing a bat. They can throw a football. For the most part, they're humorless, lame, pedantic, pedestrian, boring, big hunks of flesh. But having said that, they're entitled to make the money that they're entitled to make. When I was a little boy, I went out to Dodger Stadium with my old man, and I saw Willie Mays in center field for the San Francisco Giants. And that day, Mays had signed a deal for $100,000 a year. That day. And he dove on his belly to stab a line drive, I think, off the bat of Tommy Davis. And I remember my father saying, that's why he's getting $100,000 a year. And the words, $100,000 is nothing, but the words stayed with me. That's why they're getting $100,000. That's why he's getting $252 million. He's at Alex Rodriguez. And by the way, that the next season, Koufax and Drysdale held out for $125,000. And O'Malley, that cheap creep, didn't want to go. He didn't want to go to money, but he finally did because it was Sandy Koufax and it was Don Drysdale. He paid him $125 apiece. Guess what? Everybody complained about it. Why aren't they in camp? Why aren't they pitching spring training? Why? And Koufax, it was more like, why isn't that Jew in camp? Why isn't that Jew? I'm just kidding. Well, maybe I'm not. I don't remember. Well, I was in Catholic school. I heard one nun say that, and that's all. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.